AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Corpay's 14-week trend signal is doing more work than volume near the high. CPAY finished 2.2% below its 52-week high after a 3.4% weekly gain, but participation stayed below average, and software infrastructure breadth remains selective. Research brief. Corpay closed at $365.88 for the week ended 17 July, up 3.4% and 11.3% above its ShareMaestro trend line. The weekly read is constructive, with an active 14-week trend signal, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength. The caveat is confirmation. Volume was 2.4 million shares, only 0.8 times the 13-week average, while the stock also trades 18.8% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. CPAY gained 3.4% on the week, 5.9% over 4 weeks, and 16.9% over 12 weeks, closing at $365.8, just 2.2% below its 52-week high of $374.1. 2. The trend signal is active for a 14th week, with price 11.3% above the $328.6 trend line and 18.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $307.8. 3. Volume did not fully confirm the move. 2.4 million shares traded, versus a 13-week average of 2.9 million and a 52-week average of 2.8 million. 4. Sector context is supportive on the week, with CPAY ranking 18th of 100 in U.S. technology as the sector average return was minus 6.1%, but the software infrastructure industry read is more mixed. 5. Risk is balanced rather than clean. 13-week volatility is 5.2%. Downside weeks outnumber upside weeks 27 to 25 over the past year, and two recent reversal markers remain in the smart money tape. Price action holds near the top of the range. Corpay's latest close of $365.86 places the stock at 93.2% of its 52-week range, only 2.2% below the 374.1 high and well above the $252.8 low. The weekly advance of 3.4% added to a 5.9% 4-week gain and a 16.9% 12-week move, keeping the price structure constructive into mid-July. The stronger part of the case is trend discipline. CPAY remains 11.3% above the $328.6 trend line and has maintained an active trend signal for 14 weeks. The less comfortable part is valuation distance. The close is 18.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $307.88, which means the market is already paying a premium for the current setup. Sector strength contrasts with a selective industry read. Within U.S. technology, Corpay stood out in a difficult week. The sector's average weekly return was minus 6.1%, while CPAY gained 3.4% and ranked 18th out of 100 names. Sector breadth is also supportive, with 63.0% of stocks carrying active trend signals, 59.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 53.0% showing positive relative strength. The industry comparison is less one-sided. In U.S. software infrastructure, the average stock lost 1.9% for the week, but remains ahead 21.4% over 12 weeks. CPAY ranked 27th on the week, 57th over 4 weeks, and 49th over 12 weeks in that group. Industry market dynamics breadth is strong at 74.0%, but trend breadth is only 46.0%, and relative strength breadth is 38.0%, suggesting participation is still concentrated. Momentum is positive, but the signal is not a fresh acceleration. The ShareMaestro setup is classified as a balanced read, with a composite score of 63. Market dynamics are positive at 0.83, and relative strength is positive at 5.96. The relative reading has improved sharply over 4 weeks, while activity pressure has slipped 5.3%, leaving a constructive but not fully urgent signal state. That distinction matters because the signal panel shows an active trend backdrop, but no fresh buy condition from activity pressure. CPAY is in the 82nd percentile among 702 U.S. technology peers on the weekly relative screen, ranking 126th, but the evidence points to steady sponsorship rather than a broad high participation breakout. Volume and risk keep the next move under review. participation remains the main gap in the bullish evidence. Latest weekly volume was 2.4 million shares, below the 2.9 million 13-week average and 2.8 million 52-week average, giving both volume ratios a muted 0.8x reading. The latest gain therefore came without the stronger turnover that would normally improve confidence in continuation near a high. Risk is not excessive, but it is not absent. Recent weekly volatility is 5.2%, close to the 52-week base of 5.0%. Over the past year, CPAY logged 25 upside weeks and 27 downside weeks, although the average gain of 4.5% has been larger than the average loss of 3.6%. Watch next whether price can stay above the trend line, whether activity pressure stabilizes after its four-week fade, and whether volume expands above 1.5x on any attempt to clear the high. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.